Man who tased police officer on January 6 sentenced to 12 years. By Paul Bois on June 21, 2023. Daniel D.J. Rodriguez, who tased a police officer during the January 6 riot on Capitol Hill, has been sentenced to 12 years in prison. Describing him as one of the most violent defendants on January 6, 2021, prosecutors argued that Rodriguez actively used violence to achieve a political end that day as opposed to getting caught up in the moment. Rodriguez stands convicted of actually using violence against a police officer who was defending the seat of the government while the peaceful transfer of power was occurring, prosecutors said. Rodriguez had previously pleaded guilty in February to violent and obstructive conduct during the Capitol riot. Per CBS News, Daniel D.J. Rodriguez admitted as part of a plea agreement in February that he attacked former Washington, D.C. police officer Michael Fanon with a taser, causing him to lose consciousness, and that he worked to stop Congress from certifying the results of the 2020 presidential election. Rodriguez will also have to pay $96,000 to cover medical treatment for Fanon and $2,000 in restitution for the destruction of the Capitol on January 6. Requesting a longer sentence of 14 years in prison, prosecutors said Rodriguez administered a group chat in which he and a co-defendant discussed battles and operations in Washington, D.C., before then-President Donald Trump announced his January 6 rally and later planned their trip to the nation's capital after Trump sent a tweet saying the day would be wild. Judge Amy Berman Jackson said Rodriguez intentionally came to Washington for a fight, and he represented a one-man army of hate. People need to understand that you cannot do this or anything like this again, the judge asserted. In his address to the court, Rodriguez hailed Officer Fanon a brave man and apologized from the heart. I am looking at serving a long prison sentence and no letter I write is getting me out of that. Sir, I only want to apologize from the heart, Rodriguez wrote. I got carried away and have never been through something like that, that made me out of my mind. I wish I was smarter. I should have protected you because I have deep respect for law enforcement, and I have always stood up for police officers. Fanon reportedly left the courtroom during the address. Over 1,000 people have now been charged in relation to the January 6 Capitol Hill riot and encompass a wide range of investigations that have proven costly. The investigation has been a massive undertaking, both in its scope and cost. Every U.S. Attorney's office has been involved, as well as every FBI field office. As part of the $1.7 trillion government spending package passed in December, $2.6 billion was allocated to the U.S. attorneys, in part to support the January 6 prosecutions, NPR noted in March. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.